Should you get your baby's ears pierced? A lot of people saying they did it very early, Rach.
I know, and I know the premise everybody's using is she'll never remember it. But I still just don't want to put her through the pain that she doesn't have to go through just because I'm worried somebody's going to think she's a boy and not a girl.
A lot of people asking you about it, though. Surprising number of people, or have you gotten used to it 9 months into parenthood?
A weirdly surprising amount of people.
And
maybe
really?
Quinn looks more boyish than I realize. I don't know. But I don't care. I'm going to make a big thing of it when she's like 9 or 10 when she wants it.
What do you think about this situation? When did you get your ears pierced? Did you do this with your baby? Any other weird things you think are kind of nutty parents do with their kids? 451-0105. 451-0105. We've got Elise in Granville this morning. Elise, what do you think about this?
I'm not doing it. Everybody asked me, you know, how come you haven't pierced your daughter's ears? And my daughter is 3, and she had a ton of hair when she was born. She looked like a girl. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. But they're not my ears.
Who cares? She's your daughter. Who cares?
Yeah, they're not. It's not putting holes in my ears. It's putting holes in her ears, and that's not my decision, you know?
Yeah,
and make that choice when she's a little bit bigger.
We talked about that earlier, too. Once you're in kind of toddler time, it's like the worst time to do it. You're going to have to wait.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing it now, yeah.
All right, well, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it, Elise.
Have a great day.
Elise feeling a lot of pressure, too.
I know.
You got this to look forward to until she's like 4 at least.
I don't think people realize how it's kind of offensive.
Oh, it's offensive now.
Well,
I don't know if it's offensive.
People think Quinn looks like a boy. That's why they keep asking. I'm not dumb.
Are you assuming her gender?
No. That's why I'm not getting her ears pierced.
Is that, no, that's not why.
No, it's not why. I bought her a dress yesterday. You
don't, even Daddy goes dress shopping.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw him on your snap.
I know. We were having fun at H&M.
Yeah, he was. I like how he held up dresses to your daughter like you
like
could see
what
she was
going to be like, yeah.
Right. You like this one? She's like, I don't know. I just learned to sit up.
True.
We've got more callers want to get in. Charlotte is on the line this morning. Charlotte, what do you got?
Yep. I had both my daughter's ears pierced at 5 months. The first one was done in the pediatrician's office.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that question about them looking more like a girl. And it's just the thing to do because I have my ears pierced and I never thought not to get them pierced.
So you wanted to get it done early. Were there any issues with either daughter?
Nope. No issues. And then when my oldest daughter, who was 14, when she turned 13, we went and got second holes.
So, okay. The second holes were the big deal for her. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
I gave myself the second and third, and then my mom took me to get the cartilage done.
Oh, my God. What's going on over there?
There's no earrings in these ears now, you may notice.
Right.
I was an idiot.
What happened to your nose ring?
Yeah, I took that out, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't done properly.
If only that neck tattoo could be taken out of your ear as easily.
Okay, don't bring up the tattoo again.
All right, sorry. But I think that's interesting reasoning from Charlotte, though. She just assumed, like, my ears were done, so yours are going to be done.
Right, and that's fair, I guess. I mean, you do what you were raised to do. I want to do the same thing my parents did with me, so I get it.
And I know it's a different thing, and there were actual health benefits to it, but it's kind of the same thing we did with Zach when he was born. Like, hey, do you want to get him circumcised?
We were supposed to.
Well, yeah, look at me.
That's what everybody says.
And then the nurse said, sir, stop.
It's disgusting. That's disgusting. Grow up.
I wanted to be like his dad. Of course I'm going to get it done.
That's not at all how it went. Would you stop it?
You didn't?
No.
You didn't get the Popeye arm?
No, I didn't.
Are you kidding my kids get circumcised?
He doesn't remember it.
I get the
It's like Quinn and Christmas.
Kenneth, that was below the belt. That was below the belt. It's
literally.
Christmas.
Literally.
I know that people are saying she's not going to remember it, but I don't want to put her through pain, even if she's not going to remember it, just for my own benefit.